Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Allie Clark. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Pellegrini. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cliff Fannin. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Cliff Fannin. And now, play ball. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Platt. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Tucker goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fannin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keltner moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fannin fields it and throws to home to get Keltner. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fannin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Coleman moves to second. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fannin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan strikes out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 1 in the game. Platt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Doby. Platt reaches second base with a double. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby throws the ball into Boudreaux, who tags Zarrilla trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Platt scores. One out. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Coleman steals second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moss strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0 for 1 in the game. Pellegrini takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0 for 1 in the game. Fannin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Boudreaux hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive towards third. Dillinger catches it and throws to first to double up Keltner. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Platt strikes out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Platt. Doby reaches second base with a double. Tucker goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Fannin. Doby moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field. Platt picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Platt. Doby scores. Boudreau moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a line drive into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zarrilla throws the ball into Pellegrini, who tags Robinson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Boudreau scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moss hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pellegrini hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Cliff Fannin. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Doby. Dillinger reaches second base with a double. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Stevens now pitching. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards first. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keltner moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 3 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Doby. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Platt hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pretty moves to third. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Moss hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Wood pinch hits for Eddie Pellegrini. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Sam Dente pinch hits for Brian Stevens. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.